This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We'll begin today with a perhaps little-known historical fact. When it was created 110 years ago, the Department of Commerce was actually called the Department of Commerce and Labor, reflecting perhaps the relationship between those two parts of the American economy. The current holder of that office, just plain Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker, was in Los Angeles today for a speech about growing the American export economy as one way to keep U.S. businesses competitive. And when we sat down earlier, we talked about that for a little bit while. And then I asked her about the domestic economy and why, despite real growth that's out there and jobs and gross domestic product and a whole bunch of other indicators, so many people don't feel so much better.
Well, I think we're on the right path, but we have more work to do. We still have 7% unemployment, and that is not an acceptable number. And that's why we're working so hard to, on all fronts, domestically, whether it's, you know, growing our own markets, making sure we improve exports, or inviting foreign companies to come and invest here in the United States to grow job opportunities, good job opportunities in this country. I think that as we address unemployment, I think consumer confidence grows. That will reflect then in retail numbers. That will reflect then in manufacturing numbers. So it's all interrelated. And I think that we have to stop the self-inflicted wounds that we've created in Washington. We can't afford to shut down our government or come close to the brink on the debt limit. All of those things shake the confidence of business leaders in this country.
You say in speeches that I've read and in remarks that you've made, you have in the past, 8 months you've had this job, visited with hundreds of CEOs and business executives. What's the biggest complaint that business leaders have when they come to talk to you?
Well, the top issues that I hear are about trade. Give us more free trade agreements. Help us trade. Help us export, because they realize how integrated the global supply chain is. Two is immigration reform. The business community is really in favor of immigration reform. They feel it's good for American business.
Let me ask you a dicey political question then about immigration reform. If businesses want immigration reform so much and the Democratic Party wants immigration reform so much, why is it not happening?
Well, I think that it's sitting right now, the situation is sitting right at in the House, and the Speaker needs to bring immigration reform to the floor and let the democratic process occur.
Have you met the Congress of the United States? Do you know how hard that is?
I know many, many of our senators and representatives, and I recognize that's a big, question in people's mind, but I'm an optimist, and I believe we can get this done in the first half of this year.
That's pretty bold.
It's unprecedented. $1.4 trillion of economic benefit will come to the United States over the next 20 years if we pass immigration reform.
With corporate profits as high as they are, which they are, how much do American companies need the government's help?
There are many, many ways that American business and the government work together, and it's necessary that we in the government recognize we have to move, though, at the pace of business. We have to be responsive, and we have to provide the conditions so that American businesses can be successful. So I think we need each other.
So you have to move faster. That's what I hear you saying.
I think we have to be, this is something I've said at the Department of Commerce. We need to move at the pace of business. We provide many services at the Department of Commerce. We give you a patent or a trademark. We provide census data. We provide American Community Service data. We give you your weather information.
That's true.
And so we need to make sure that all the work that we're doing, whether it's work on the spectrum, et cetera, that we're doing it in a format, in a fashion, and a pace that keeps up with American business.
Did you know it was going to be cold before the rest of us knew it was going to be this cold?
Well, no, I get the data at the same time. Right. I don't want there to be a big lag between when we know what's going on and you know what's going
on.
Fair
enough. Madam Secretary, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.